Hey guys, welcome back to E&E's Evening Exchange. Sorry that this episode took a little longer to come out. We were both gone last week on a spring break trip, so we were unable to record. But we're back now. We want to start off with something that I'm sure you've all talked about. I know I just did, even 4 days after the fact, with some middle schoolers. But that's the Oscars. I know it's not sports related, but we do like media, so... Oscars recap. I watch the Oscars because I like to look for the dresses. It's like a cultural thing. I try to watch it. So I had it on, so Elijah saw it too. So what were your impressions of the Oscars?
It was incredibly boring, and I'd never heard of hardly any of the movies that won anything.
Yeah, because obviously none of the movies that win awards are ever any like good movies, unfortunately. But that's just how it is. Anyway, so... obviously, the Oscars were boring, and then all of a sudden, Will Smith went up on stage and slapped Chris Rock and made them very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, what are your thoughts about that?
First of all, what a mess. Like, how does this even happen? These are adults. They should be able to handle their emotions, but I don't know. The whole thing, it just seemed like a media stunt to me, honestly.
Oh, really? You feel like it was, like, premeditated?
I don't know. I feel like the Oscars are so boring, they have to do something to get the views up.
Yeah, well, I didn't know this. So, the context of what happened, if you did not know or did not see. So, Chris Rock was on stage because he was going to present the award for Best Documentary. And so, he's a comedian, so he was making some jokes. And he then eventually made a joke about Jada, who is Will Smith's wife, and he said, like, can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2, Jada, love you, or something, which is not a movie she's in, but the actress who is in that movie, like, shaved her head, and Jada also shaved her head in the last year because she has alopecia, which is a hair loss condition. Like, it's a disability that means, like, your body just can't grow hair, essentially. And so she decided to just shave her head because she just can't grow hair right anyways. So Chris Rock took a jab at this, but I didn't know this, but I found this out today. Apparently they've had beef for like 6 or 7 years. Mm. Like, this is not like a one-off thing. He didn't just randomly pick her. Like, there's a whole room of people you could have made fun of, and yeah, he chose to make fun of her, who's not even nominated for an award. You don't normally make fun of people or talk about people who aren't there. Unless they're, like, to receive or nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so apparently they've had a lot of beef. He doesn't like her, makes fun of her. She says things about him. So it's an ongoing thing. Hmm. So he says that. Will Smith, then, after his wife, rolls her eyes so, like, dramatically. It might be the funniest part of the whole thing. He then walks up on stage and slaps him, goes back, and then the American version cut all of this out immediately, so we never even saw it live, but all of the other versions, thank you to the Japanese, we got to hear him say, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth.
Yeah.
And so then that's what happened. He then goes on to win, like, 20 minutes later, the Oscar for Best Actor.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a very prestigious award to win, and... yeah, pretty much, like, says sorry to everyone but Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. And supposedly now they've made up. Chris Rock is not pressing charges. And Chris Rock will now have 20 minutes of content for his tour he's on with Kevin Hart. So
yeah, there we go. Yeah, I have a hard time believing anything that happens in the whole Hollywood circle.
Yeah, that's fair. It's just like, yes, Will Smith shouldn't have slapped him. But also, Chris Rock shouldn't have made that joke. Like, you can make jokes at things that people do, things that people are in, like, music that they make, movies that they make. I just feel like we should be beyond the point of making fun of people's physical appearance. Like, they're just not funny. They always land badly. Yeah. It's always, you're gonna always be the bad guy. Just move past it, so. Yeah,
that's fair.
Anyways, okay, so back into sports. So, the NFL is getting ready for its draft here in this upcoming month of April. And to do that, they're also making lots of trades, making lots of deals. So, one major deal that has happened in, like, the last week or so is Deshaun Watson, who was with the Texans, but then did not play last year because of lawsuits against him, because 22 women accused him of sexual misconduct. You heard me right, 22. almost two dozen have formally accused him. And so he did not play because he was dealing with that. He was found not guilty. Again, that doesn't mean innocent, not guilty in the criminal charges.
Right.
He's now currently in civil lawsuits with all of them, though. That should be stated. And so he was with the Texans. He did not want to be there anymore anyways. And so now he has signed with the Browns.
Right, yeah. So I guess we should say he signed for, I think it was $230 million guaranteed, so he'll have plenty of money to pay off all of those 22 lawsuits.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't know how a team can feel comfortable giving him that much money, when there's so much allegations out against him, and I don't know. I would never want him as my quarterback, so.
No, if I was a Browns fan, I'd be like, sayonara.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not a Browns fan because I'm not an idiot, but, Yeah, it's just really stupid. It's just like, once again, the NFL is like, we care about women. We care about minorities. Yet they do stupid stuff like this that says, we don't actually care about you. Like, we don't care for women's safety. We don't think women tell the truth. We think they're lying all the time, apparently. Like, they were like, no, we personally vetted him. And it's like, so you personally vetted him and did all these interviews, air quotes, with him, yet still found that he was this great, upstanding person. Like, I just feel like when you have 22 people accusing you of sexual misconduct, something has gone awry. Like, we should believe one, but 22? That's just ridiculous. Yeah, I'm sorry. Shame on the Browns. I always kind of hope that they were better than their trashy days, but I hope that they plummet into the abyss of hell now.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah. That's my thoughts.
Also, the NFL just came out with two new rules within the past, day here.
Yes.
First one is in the playoffs, if it goes to overtime, both teams are guaranteed a possession of the ball. So thank goodness we won't have any more games decided by the coin toss.
Thank the Lord Almighty. Even though some people tried to act like this isn't valuing the defense,
That was dumb. And then also the second rule they came out with is that every team in the NFL must have a offensive staff be a minority, so that includes any race other than white, and then females as well, so they have to include one of those in their offensive staff, which I think every time that rules are made that say like you have to include someone of like minority or like a different sex like in your staff on your team or whatever, I think those rules are just stupid. They don't actually help anyone because you can just hire some random person. They don't have to be qualified. I think it just promotes people getting positions that may not even be qualified for. I think the idea of it is like going towards the right place. I think we should encourage and we should give people of minority like more chances to be in those coaching positions. But I just don't think forcing teams to hire them is the right idea.
Well, the problem is like, we will just, like, make up this random position for you on the offense, and then we'll put you there to, like, fulfill this quota, essentially. It doesn't feel like they actually care about having minority voices and minority representation in their organization. It's just something they have to do now. It's not something that they're choosing to do. They don't see the point, necessarily, of it. They just are like, I have to do this. You'll just wash their water bottles, and we'll call it good, you know? It's like, no, like, you should be hiring them because, like Elijah said, because they're qualified, because they have a good point of view, like, they know what they're doing, and we shouldn't just hire white men. Like, there are people who are good at these things, who understand these things, who aren't just in that category, but yeah, this just feels kind of like a weird cop-out for the NFL, who's always doing too much and too little at the same time, simultaneously, and yeah.
And if you're the one person that gets hired because you're a minority,
only reason they, not because they think you're good enough.
Yeah. And so you're not going to have the respect of like your peers or their players, and you're still going to fall victim to the racism or sexism that happens, because I'm sure half the people in the organization don't think that you should.
Yeah, they're just gonna be like, so, well, you're just here because you have, like, we had to hire a girl. Right. We had to hire somebody who's black. Like, yeah, it's just not gonna go well, probably.
That's my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
The other thing that we wanted to comment on was the Colts trade for Matt Ryan. So this one kind of took me by surprise. I really wanted them to go for a younger QB. Cause I feel like we've tried this drafting veteran or trading for veteran thing, and it's not really worked the past couple Rivers and Wentz past couple years, and just feels like the same thing all over again. But I don't know. I guess we'll see how it plays out and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, so switching over to the NBA, just a couple things. So currently, right now, if the playoffs were to start today, the Los Angeles Lakers would not be in them, which means LeBron would miss the playoffs.
So happy.
Which would be amazing. So let's keep going west. Let's keep going Spurs. Keep them out of that spot because...
Yeah, I don't think they'll make it because since they're out right now and they have the second hardest schedule of any team left for the last couple games. So they're not looking good, especially if LeBron doesn't come back fully healthy, and who knows what AD's going to be like when he comes back. So... it's not looking great, and I could not be more happy.
Yeah, for sure. So, there's that. That's just a little... The NBA season will kick up more once college basketball's over. Then it's kind of their time to shine.
Yeah.
With the play-in tournament and different things. But in the next couple of weeks, we will get the MVP. So, I don't feel like I've really been paying attention enough to personal stats this season. Other than I know, like, Ja Morant's had an outstanding year to say, like, who I think the MVP should be. So, who do you think?
I think it's got to be Embiid.
Embiid?
I think he's averaging, like, 35 and 10 or 35 and 12 or something like that. And so, I don't know how you can go against those numbers. But it is an interesting case because it would be the second year in a row that a center has won.
Oh, wow. Right? Yeah, that's true.
And that hasn't happened since, I think, 2000 with Shaq.
Oh, that's fair.
He was the last center to win before Jokic won last year. So I think it's... I like it. It's good for basketball that centers are being prominent still in the
NBA. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, so back to our favorite March Madness. So a little recap. The women's tournament is right where the men's is. So we are now have our final four. So we have UConn... who is the only number 2 seed, beat the number 1 seed NC State to make it there. We have Louisville, we have Stanford, and we have South Carolina left. So those are 3-1s and a 2. UConn playing really well. Nobody thinks of them as 2, like, oh, you're only a 2 seed. Obviously, a 2 seed is still good.
Right.
But they did have their best player out for majority of the season, and she is back in full force. So their final four starts this Friday. So.
Yeah. At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
In case you want to tune in.
Yes, so definitely watch those games. I think both of those games will be really good. The women's Final Four and the women's championships are usually really, really good teams playing each other, and so it's just outstanding basketball usually.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for South Carolina and UConn because that's what I have in that bracket, so.
Yeah, I think South Carolina will most likely win. I'm not really pulling for any team in particular, but
yeah, that's fair. So something I wanted to mention with the women's tournament. So this is the first year, like we said last time, like that they've gotten the March Madness branding, different things. This is also the first year the players have been able to have what you call NIL deals. So that's name, image, likeness. So they can make money off of those things. And so ESPN posted this today, and the 5 players in the final four with the highest NIL value. So that means theoretically they could make the most money on an advertisement, through a social media post, whatever it be. The number 1 is Paige Beckers, number 2 from UConn, number 2 is Haley Van Leith, who's from Louisville, number 3 is Paolo Banchero, who's Duke's standout player, number 4 is Zaya Cook, represent 419, and number 5 is Ozzie Food from UConn. So that's 4 out of the 5 are actually females. They're not even males.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think just once again proves NIL's great because it's not just for men's sports for people who can make money. Like, it's for anybody. Anybody can make money.
So you're saying that NIL is great because the women are the highest earners?
Well, I'm not saying, like, oh, it's only good if they're the highest earners. I'm just showing that I think people thought only men's Power 5 certain football and basketball players can make money. Like, that was always people's argument, that it wouldn't be, like, fair amongst everyone else. Which, is you're right, yeah. Like, a cross-country runner could never make as much as, like, somebody playing basketball. Yeah. But they still can. Like, the women still can make a ton of money now, which is, like, great for them and great for the sport. And, like, the more you know somebody, the more you're going to watch, the more you can invest in the mm-hmm. sports. So I think it's good for them.
That's a take.
You think it's not good for women's sports?
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I don't think college athletes should be making that much money.
Oh, well, that's a hot take that I don't agree with. But
you don't have to, but
okay, well,
it's a debate for another day, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to give a recap of the men's tournament?
Yeah, so the men's tournament is also in the Final Four, like we mentioned. And they'll play Saturday and Monday. So the women's tournament is Friday and Sunday, and the men's tournament is Saturday and Monday for the Final Four and then the championship game. So in the Final Four for the men's, we have Duke versus North Carolina, and then we have Villanova versus Kansas. So really, North Carolina is the only outlier here. They're an 8 seed. Everybody else is either a 2 or a 1 seed.
Yeah.
Which I feel like those are pretty high seeds left remaining compared to where we normally are.
Yeah.
That being said, my bracket is dirt. I only have Duke in my Final Four.
Yeah, I just have Duke left. And this is the first time that Duke and North Carolina will play each other in the tournament, which is kind of insane. Yeah, they've never played each other. They'll be playing each other in the Final Four, and they'll be playing for Coach K. This could be his last game, theoretically, mm-hmm. if North Carolina wins. So this is going to be a massive game. You're going to want to tune in. Obviously, they've already played each other multiple times. It's been good games already, so definitely tune in to watch that. But yep. We wanted to talk about St. Peter's because they, obviously, the 15 seed that went all the way to the Elite Eight. First time it's ever been done. And so I know their one player, what's his name, Doug?
Doug Eddert.
He has gotten an NIL deal.
With B-dubs,
okay. And so now their coach, it was just announced like a half an hour ago, their coach has now been named the head coach at Seton Hall.
Mm.
So
I did not know this yet.
Yeah, so he is going to Seton Hall, which is where he played college for 4 years. So that's probably, like, a dream job for him.
For sure.
And I just think it's cool, like, somebody at this really small school, like, these two people now are, like, have, like, careers out of this tourney run, this Cinderella run, which is just, like, such a fun part about the NCAA tournament. And it was really fun that a team with a mascot, Peacocks, made it so far, you know?
Yes. And they beat Purdue on National Peacock Day.
Yes, they did. That was hilarious.
That was very funny.
Also, I would just like to say that the Big Ten has no teams in either the men or women's Final Four, and thus proving my point that the Big Ten is not as good at basketball as they think they are. And, yeah. So, my whole not having them win any games kind of planned out well for me. That's all I'm saying. For the best conference in basketball.
It really didn't pan out well for you because I think you got last in the bracket challenge.
But that was just because my other teams didn't do well, though.
There was a big 10 team in the Elite Eight, and there was 3 in the Sweet 16.
That's not that great.
That's just as much as any other school had.
The ACC had 3 teams in the Elite Eight.
Okay, they also had 3 teams in the Sweet 16, so they just happened to win their 3 games.
And that's the point.
It's not. There's like hardly any difference, but there's just one game difference.
Oh, whatever. My bracket shot because I had Arizona winning it all, and they lost in the Sweet 16, which is the farthest my team that I've picked to win has ever gone, to be honest. And thankfully, Gonzaga lost, which was, I just Thank didn't goodness, want them yeah. to win because they're annoying, and I don't like them. So.
Yeah, I had UCLA winning, and they unfortunately lost to North Carolina. If they would have made it to the Final Four, I think I would have won every bracket that I was in.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah.
So watch the Final Four game this weekend. The Final Four games this weekend, they will for sure be great games. We have some great teams, great matchups. Mm-hmm. And we'll meet you back here next week and find out how it all panned out.
Let's go.